Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Well, it was all supposed to be wrapped up in March, but instead, the legislative session continued into a special session that ended this week. And that's one of your big stories in the bulletin this week.
It is. And Bill McCamley is quoted at length here, representative from Las Cruces. And he is expressing his displeasure at the veto of higher education in the regular session, only to come back and restore some of that money. And but it's just we're back to where we were. I think if oil and gas doesn't pay the freight, we're going to be back to where we were, and we're so dependent on those industries. And so I don't think the legislature and the governor are nearly on the same page. They just kind of skated through it a little bit.
And we may be back at this again, talking about the same thing next January, because many Democrats argue now we have a structural deficit, that there's no new revenue. So what we've dealt with is balancing the budget through loans, bonds that were intended for infrastructure projects. Those were canceled. So the bond money now will be used to balance the budget.
Yeah. So it's a Band-Aid in many ways.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Also very interesting, the Doña Ana Arts Council has a new home. They're going to be one of your neighbors.
They are. They're moving right next door to us in the Bulletin Plaza. We call it Mesilla, but it's, I think, technically still Las Cruces. It's on Avenida de Mesilla at the Bulletin Plaza. And they are moving in shortly after, their contract runs out for the Rio Grande Theater July 1st. So they will be, after that, they will be moving. And they're also looking ahead, not only past that phase of the Arts Council, but and looking, life past the theater. But they still, and the city and the Arts Council might still work together on the council producing a few shows, some programming still at the Rio Grande. And they're talking, they're kind of making up, because there was quite an emotional split there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I'm glad they have a new home. We didn't know where they were going to go, and it'll be nice. It'll be your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll get lots of scoops, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's perfect.
All right. You're giving some props, as I like to say, to your readers, because you had a really nice mailbag, a diverse set of letters.
Yeah, we usually get about maybe 2 to 4 letters a week. Sometimes we get one, But I think, of course, I've only been there 5 months, and the most I've ever had was 8. I believe. I'm kind of a numbers geek, so I count them. I believe we have 13 this week. And so I want to give props out to the readers who not only pay attention but care enough to write us. And it's a good diversity of opinion. There's some liberals, there's some conservative, and some that are really apolitical.
I love reading letters to the editor. We get a lot of them through our email, feedback@nmsu.edu, and we post many of them online.
Absolutely. And you could spend about a half hour reading all the letters.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole new story.
All right. So. Well, speaking of giving props, we have a local winner for the New Mexico Music Awards.
Daisy Blue. I first saw her over at Amelia's on the Mesilla Plaza. It was, I believe, a Sunday afternoon, and she was playing with Tom Foster Morris, and she had just gotten back from military service. She doesn't, strike you as that type, because she's a folk singer. Anyway, but she has a song called Unseen. It's an EP. That's the title song from her EP, recorded in Tularosa, and she was the only Las Cruces area artist to have won an award at the New Mexico Music Association Awards in Albuquerque in late May. So we have a story about that, and she plays around town quite a bit. I've seen her at Hurricane Alley.
Well, congratulations. Amelia's. That's fabulous. Yeah. I love seeing local artists win like that. That's great. We also have a big event this weekend, the Zoot Suit Pachanga.
Pachanga means party, I guess, in Spanish, or it might be colloquial, but it's about cars, boxing, the historic car culture and everything in the old Mesquite Historic District, and it will be quite a show. And it's free both days of the weekend. Pechanga's Zoot Suit. There'll be fashion, there'll be music, there'll be food, and it'll be really fun.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. I'm going to have to go. Marty Racine from the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.